Just wondering if you have a couple minutes to talk about Crawford 2 and the opening that I believe was today. Is that the case?
Well, it's been open, but we did the ceremony today.
And can you tell me a little bit about what exactly Crawford 2 is in terms of housing initiatives in Bloomington?
Sure. It's a housing first program whose intent is to help eliminate chronic homelessness in our community. It works specifically with people who've been homeless for a long time, at least a year, and have disabilities. It's a big part of our homeless population, represents about 15 to 20% of our homeless population, but a lot of people who are chronically homeless have a lot of challenges, a lot of struggles, a lot of needs, and have a huge impact on our community. And so this is a program to attempt to reduce that kind of homelessness.
And it's a little bit different from the other Crawford housing project, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So this program is it's a little bit larger than Crawford 1. It's the apartment complex that we're dedicating today has 36 apartments, and the Crawford Homes 2 program in of itself has 43. There's another 7 apartments that are out and about in the community with other landlords. So it's a bit larger than the first one.
And what kind of impact do you expect this Crawford 2 high-rise to end up having for Bloomington and the homeless community, which is largely from Bloomington and Monroe County?
At a minimum, we expect to be able to, well, we already have housed 40 to 50, I'm not sure the exact number right now, but somewhere in that range of people who were chronically homeless. And so that's a huge impact right off the bat. But we also know that there'll be some long-term impacts that are both, you know, good for the residents, but also good for the community. In Crawford 1, we saw a dramatic drop in emergency room use, 65% drop in emergency room use, and a dramatic drop in incarcerations and arrests. 88% drop in arrests in our residents in the first program in their first year as compared to the year prior. So we expect to see results like that. So very significant positive impact.
And Reverend Gilmore, I'm just wondering, this isn't just the Shalom Community Center that's been behind this. Can you talk a little bit about how this project was brought into fruition?
Yeah, absolutely. The two big partnerships are, of course, Shalom with Life Designs. Life Designs is the owner developer of the property and hires a property management company called Valenti. And the three agencies, Valenti, Life Designs, and Shalom, work together to do a lot of the work to make it all happen together. So those are the big, probably three partners, I would say. And then we partner with other organizations in the community as well to help provide services, volunteers in medicine, Centerstone, Indiana Recovery Alliance, and on and on, in order to support the residents and help them do better.
And Reverend Gilmore, certainly having formerly homeless individuals who have disabilities of one sort or another, or possibly addictions as well, having these people live together, that of course raises the question of, is there any oversight for Crawford 2, and what does that look like for the residents or for the organizations that are involved?
Sure, there's certainly some oversight. One of the aspects of this is we call it housing first, but that doesn't mean it's housing only. So there's quite a bit of supportive services that are involved in helping people stabilize and succeed, helping them accomplish their goals, helping them, you know, improve their lives and such. So that's a big part of what makes it work. And we also have a property management company. We have some overnight staff to help kind of monitor things. So there's a lot that goes into making it work. But it is a standard lease, you know, that's a lease similar to what other people would sign as a lease in the communities. So people are held to similar account, you know, in terms of a lease. They have to be good neighbors. They have to protect the property. They have to not damage their apartment. and we try to work hard to make sure that people, if they struggle with those things, that they learn how to be more successful at being a good tenant.
If you don't mind my asking, how much was the entire cost of developing Crawford 2?
You know, that's a good question. I actually don't have the numbers for what the cost of the building was. Life Designs was the owner and the developer, so they were on that side. We know that from our side, where we provide the supportive services and the rent and utilities for those 43 units, it averages to about $10,000 per apartment per year. One of the things that's kind of amazing about this program, too, is that we know that that chronically homeless individuals on the streets, actually the care is actually quite a bit more expensive when they're on the streets. You know, the care, the cost to social service agencies, the cost to criminal justice system, the cost to health care. So this can save us, on average, you know, somewhere in the range of $20,000 to $30,000 per person by helping someone move into a home.
Reverend Gilmore, is there anything else that you would like to share with listeners, or anything else you think that people need to know with regards to either homelessness in Monroe County, in Bloomington, or about Crawford 2?
Well, we're just grateful to be a part of this kind of work to really help people with disabilities and experiencing long-term homelessness, to help them end that long challenge and struggle. And people like to learn more, we encourage them to come and check out our website at shalomcommunitycenter.org.
And Reverend Gilmore, Crawford 2 is up and running today. And when will you see the first tenants move in?
Actually, they already have. We started move-ins in December. So today was the kind of the ribbon cutting and the celebration of the opening, but we've been open for a little over 2 months now.
Reverend Forrest Gilmore, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.